be at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Foursquare Church with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard. Invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory to hear the powerful word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the word of God.
A very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever this program is being heard. It's my pleasure to come to you again today to share with you the word of God, to share with you what's happening with us in the kingdom over at Mount Zion Missions, 4th Avenue, Rock Dennis, St. James. I thank all of you who have been praying for us and saying to us that you're enjoying the program and that you're blessed by the program. It's our intention to continue to be a blessing to you and to be a blessing to the entire kingdom and to all of you who would listen. It's our intention to always give ourselves to the Lord to be used as a blessing in his hands. Praise God. I thank all for those that are with me today in the studio, Apostle Chris, Reverend Gail as usual, and Minister Elder Octave. We thank God for the servants of God who has journeyed with us at Mount Zion's Missions, you know, during the process of development and growth and so on, good times and difficult times, and through the Red Sea, through the lion's den, this fiery furnace, and yet have stayed the times with us. I thank God for all of them. Today, we will start with a prayer. We're going to ask Apostle Chris to pray for us in Jesus' name. Apostle Chris, would you pray for us, please?
Thank you, Father, for this wonderful privilege you've given to us. In you, we live, we move, and we have our being. Thank you for this privilege. We are honored to declare that you are God above all gods. We are honored to welcome you to the session, Lord. And may all the words you speak reach the listeners. May they hear something from you and come to know you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much, Apostle Chris. Praise God. We're sticking to our theme this year. We're experiencing a new era, a new day, and it's our year of Jubilee. We're seeing God do some tremendous things among us, some unusual things among us, and we're so expectant as we look forward to the rest of the year. We're just about finishing the half of the year, and God has been showing himself in such a glorious way to us at Mount Zion's Mission. We give him all of the glory and all of the praise and all of the honor for his goodness and his mercies that has been enjoying with us, for us, and to us forever, in Jesus' name. We want to look back today again to the journey that we've had as a ministry. Sometimes I cannot understand how we did it. I can't fathom it, but I know it is the Lord. And I give him praise for his faithfulness in being with us, watching over us, taking care of us, and causing us to be able to keep focus and to be able to, you know, manifest his power and manifest his glory and to succeed in what we're doing on the earth and in the kingdom. 30 years we celebrated this year. What a milestone. Amen. 30 years of sometimes difficulties. Sometimes wondering, are you there, Lord? Praise God. But 30 years of knowing God and drawing closer to the Lord. And of course, we've said this earlier, that from every setback, there's a comeback. Yeah. And we've had some setbacks, but God has always been there faithfully, bringing us back from those setbacks, giving us a tremendous comeback. And so today, what are we going to do? We're going to share some of the things that we would have gone through. Praise God. Reverend Gail has been with us from the inception as a ministry. And as a minister, it's really, you know, it's really hard to fathom that this ministry, Mount Zion Missions, started from under a mango tree, a Sunday school with children under a mango tree, and then has bloomed and blossomed into a church that's an international ministry, touching lives on the blocks, in the prison, in the community, at the highest level of our society, and then across the nations, as far as Nigeria, where we cover, we have a minister's network, and covering several dozens of pastors and ministries. Sometimes I'm so glad it's God. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that God is the pastor and not Lucille Beard. So that when things get rough, I can say, God, it's your church. You're the pastor. You deal with it. And so God has always been faithful to serve and to come to our assistance and to ensure that all of the things that need to be fixed were fixed. Praise God. I'm going to start with Reverend Gail first, because She is one of the first ones that was with us as a church, Mount Zion. And Reverend Gail, we were sharing earlier before we started on her journey out there, being in Kadumat. If Reverend Gail was not saved, all that, now she'll be preparing to get her costumes ready to hit the road and go down Spring Garden on fire.
With her posse.
With her posse. And dancing all the way. And not even being bothered, but being hot. But she had all the drinks, all kinds of, you call it what, big boat drinks? All kinds of drinks. And she was the security guard for the drinks. I didn't think about it. Like, Reverend Gail would do all of that until morning and then go home and change all those clothes she had on with all the drunkenness and stuff like that and go straight into church and sing in the choir.
Wow.
But I'm so glad that God saved her and gave her a reality of what salvation is all about.
Amen.
Now, when you're saved and you know the Lord, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go drink or jump on the highway to have happiness or to have fun or to have joy. Just loving God. And when we at church on Sundays, we have joy. And last Sunday, I stood on the pulpit and I watched a whole posse going around the church dancing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't call that a conga line. That was just a line for Jesus.
Gospel line.
That's a gospel line. That's a church line. That's a worship line. And that's what happens very often in Muslim missions. As soon as people get happy in worship, they just jump over the seats and go down the aisles and come all the way up. Praise God. Just worshiping the Lord. I love it when I see it. I love to see people of God just dancing before the Lord. So Reverend Gail says that you came from a long way. The other side of the spectrum to this side of being a reverend minister, marriage officer, all the things that God has done for you. Talk to us about the journey for you.
Thank you, Apostle, and good morning to all the lovely listeners. It has been an amazing journey. Yes, I came from that spectrum. And when I came to Mount Zion Missions, I really met the Lord. I really experienced the realness of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that captured me. Mm-hmm. And I have seen God move in miracles upon miracles for our 30 years. Yes, I had all that fun back then, but today it is the satisfying, peaceful, joyful experience of knowing the Lord. And that has kept me and kept me going in the kingdom. And because I was not there for the mango tree experience, but I was there when we were crossing over into Mount Zion's mission. And it has been a journey.
Yes,
when we look back at it, it has been struggles, but it was God.
Hallelujah.
And the beautiful thing about it that always makes me, I either cry or I laugh, is that throughout every step, God led us.
He did.
And the hallmark of Mount Zion Missions is prayer.
It is so intercessory prayer.
Intercessory prayer. There are so many things that we had to pray for. Not that we just wanted to pray or we had to pray at a particular time. We needed to pray for those things in order to see them come to pass. And when we didn't think that we would see it, all of a sudden we saw God turn up. We saw God turn up and cut down the rock with thunder and lightning.
Praise
you
God.
Know, and I big pregnant and all the glory in the Praise in the God. Trees. We saw God when we were pouring the cement just before the convention to open the first level of the church.
Yes.
Rain falling, the men saying that they can't pour. And we see God.
Oh yes.
I saw it for myself as a witness.
Yes.
Hold my hand up and tell and say to Satan, do not rain on this parade. Releasing
name.
That anointing from off. When Apostle said, go and raise your hand.
Yes.
And seeing the rain stop that we were able to
Praise
pour
God.
The cement. I've seen where people were dead.
Yes.
And you and Apostle Chris lay hands on them.
Praise
and
God.
They came back alive.
Jesus.
We see that.
Yes.
I see it in my own life. Whereby barren, but now I have three children. You know,
God.
So it has been a journey.
Yes,
and it has been tough because people would say this and that and the other, but God has kept us.
Praise God for Jesus.
It is a new day and a new era because we know what it is to walk by faith.
Yeah.
We know what it is to cross a Red Sea with the Egyptians behind us, right?
Mm.
And the east wind blowing all night, and in the morning we walk on dry ground. 30 years.
Mm.
Struggles, yes. Challenge, yes. But yes. Joy.
Yes, please.
But glory. Please. Hallelujah. Come. But fun.
Yes.
But family, Mount Zion Missions is a family. You come family into church, the church and you will feel loved. You will feel somebody will touch you. Lives have been changed because of what God has done in us and through us. Yes. And I know that God is going to pour out his anointing, his grace, and his glory upon the house. Praise and we're God. Looking forward to that. 30 years. It's the dawning of a new era. It's a new era and a new day. Hallelujah. It's our kingdom jubilee.
Praise God.
And because of that, because we've seen God in the past, we remember his works. We can walk and go forward and say, God, I know you will take us forward.
For sure.
Anytime you visit Mount Zion Missions, whoever's listening, you will see every banner of every year for 30 years of what God has said concerning Mount Zion Missions. And I am witness to that every single one has been fulfilled.
Oh,
and I give God praise and give him thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
what's phenomenal too with us is that when we were building the church, and that temple, that multi-million dollar temple, was built without a bank loan.
Yes, that's
a miracle.
I tried.
I still don't know what was done. Because when the Lord said to me, don't go to a bank. Do not put my temple in the hands of an unsaved. Don't do it. I want you to build my temple and I will supply the money. And I'm saying, but God, how can you build a temple without money? The Lord said, the money's in the house. And I'm saying, Lord, I don't know how we need money in the house. I don't see people in here that are rich. Where are we going to get the money from? The Lord said that I will supply, build my temple. I thought, it's like a sneak behind God's back.
Yeah.
I go to the bank and try to get a loan. And I did went to the bank and I got a loan approved for over $300,000.
Yes.
And then when we were trying to draw it out, each time the computers crashed. Mm-hmm. Three times it happened. The Lord said, I told you, do not go to the bank to put my temple in their hands. If you build the temple, as I tell you, my glory will rest upon the house.
Yes.
My glory will
Indeed.
Not leave the house.
Indeed.
If you want my glory to stay there, don't go to the unsaved for money.
Mm.
And you know what? The whole matter of Muslim missions, everything people come to say, I feel the glory.
Mm.
They have people come from all across the world and they say one thing, there's glory in the house. And the Lord instructed me that at the cornerstone, I should open the Bible to Isaiah 16.
Yes.
The words and shine for the light has come. And the glory of the Lord. And he said, when I send people to Mount Zion's missions, those that I have sent you will know. They'll come saying Isaiah 60.
Yes.
They'll come talking about the glory. And we've seen it.
Yes.
Every time they turn up, they come with that word, Isaiah 60. And that's how we know that this is the person sent from the Lord. God is faithful. I'm excited to know God and to be able to have followed him in raw obedience, not listening to anybody else. I kept focused. And there was a lot of noise around me and a lot of criticism and stuff. But you know what? I did it the leader of a great orchestra. I kept my back to the crowd and I just led the people of God by God's grace. Mr. Andrew, Elder Andrew. Elder Andrew Octave.
Yes, please.
He didn't come at the beginning, but he came sometime in 19 something.
2001.
But he's had an experience too. So let's hear something. What your experience, Elder?
Good morning, everyone. When I came to the assembly called Mount Zion's Missions, I was looking for authenticity. I was not impressed by what I saw on the outside when I was searching. So when I came to the assembly, I found people that were genuine. I found an experience, as you would have heard before, where the presence of Christ was there. Tangible. I would be in as a youngster, young Christian, and you go to what they would call prayer meeting,
mm-hmm.
and you see clouds of smoke,
mm-hmm.
and you feel a weightiness,
yeah.
but not a heavy
That's
joy, cool. where everyone was smiling and everyone was laughing and everyone had camaraderie and there was family and fellowship. And the work which was done to complete the temple was done with joy.
Yes.
Where you
Amen.
Came and you worked after your work in the secular, you work till sometimes 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock in the morning, and you go home and you wake up the next day, you're not tired. And you look forward to building God's temple. And I can tell you what we have at Mount Zion Missions is a house that is dedicated to Christ.
Yes.
Where his presence, even today, is still felt. As it was back then when he first came, is still here today. And I would invite anyone who's looking for a place to call their spiritual home, who is looking for authenticity, who is looking for proof and value and the ability to relate to Christ and to be honest with yourself, give us a try. Check out Mount Zion Missions in Rock Dando. Ask for any one of us that you hear on the radio program. And we will gladly embrace you and show you what God has given to us.
Praise God. Let us add though, Andrew Object was also on Kaduma Day jumping in bands too. Ooh. With a big mouth of drinks as well. So don't laugh at Reverend Hill, because you were also the man.
Yeah,
the truck is gone.
I know
God saved you as well and brought you to a house where you can see his manifested glory and his power. Praise the name of God. You know, God chooses his people to come to him. He's the one that saves people, he's the one that chooses them. I'm so glad that he did choose you all to come to the house of the Lord, but most importantly, to come to the kingdom. And when you're talking about dead persons coming to the light, we had a situation where Deacon Brown took sick in church, and I saw he was falling out, and then he just stretched, kicked, and just went. Wherever he said, Pastor, he has no pulse. Pastor, he does not pulse. I felt there was no pulse. It's gone. Like, past his body fluid, everything just stretched out. And I said, he's not dying in this church for the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the presence of God. I prayed. I called him back. He came. He started with God. As the power of God was manifested that Sunday. So I thank God, because we believe God. If you believe God, you believe God, anything can happen. Signs and wonders will take place. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Apostle Chris, you were there from the beginning. Sometimes he helped me out at the under the mango tree with the Sunday school kids who were a bit naughty. They were trying to put worms on my car because they knew I was petrified of worms. But I was faithful. I said sometimes, I'm not coming back up here. But then the next Sunday, I was back up there. And so I'm glad that I persevered and that God kept me. And Apostle Chris, you were there to help me.
Sure. I want to focus on one point. What both Andrew and Gail mentioned. What happened today? And it tells me, based on where they came from, and the transformation has been done in their life, is evidence that God is real.
Oh, yes.
That God is awesome. It doesn't matter how far you fall. It doesn't matter where you were, where you came from. It doesn't matter what your life was like before. When you meet God, something new happens. Something new happens. I've never heard of anyone who met God and was not changed. And it tells us that what we can do, we don't have to stay where we are. We can keep seeking the Lord.
Amen.
If you are here and you listen to us today, you talk, well, this church stuff don't mean too much to me. I have more money for today. Try the church. Try Jesus a moment. And you'll be amazed. The transformation will come in your life. You're amazed at the choices that you'll now make. And you ask yourself, what was I doing all that time? Where was I? How come I thought I was really enjoying it? But this is something amazing. Someone called it joy unspeakable and full of glory.
It's just an
amazing experience that it shows the power of God to transform all of us from wherever we have fallen and brings into a position of such joy, elegance, such good character, such meaningfulness. It's amazing what God will do for us when you and I see him. And that same God that Gail and Andrew spoke of today, he is available to all of us.
Hallelujah.
You just have to call on him.
Yeah.
If you don't have a church, you're going to find Mount Zion Missions, 4th Avenue, right there in St. James. We will surely introduce you to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, he will never embarrass you. He will never put you down. If you're in trouble, you don't know where to go today, find Jesus He is the answer, and he is the answer.
Praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm sure like with everybody else, Reverend Gary, you're very concerned about what's happening in our society. Yes, we're having church. We're enjoying church. We have several programs that are targeting the young men of our society.
Yes.
We have programs that have been targeting the young students called the VIP program, Values Impacting Parents, and so on. We'll look at the students that are earmarked for expulsion and so on, you know, because of deviant behavior. And take them to a program. And when we do that, we also take the parents through the program as well.
Yes.
So that the both of them are going through a convergence.
At the same time.
And we have an attention at the same time. You know, so, but we need to really do something because we now have 25 deaths. 26 deaths. It's sad. It's heartbreaking as a country. What do we do? How do we move on from here as a country that was civil and Christian minded? One of the things that I must say though, we have gone too far away from God.
Yes.
And that parents have stopped sending their children to church. Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister's asked and requested that people send their children back to Sunday school. But we have a couple of generations that never wanted God, never talk about God, never think about God, never want God. In my work at the prison, some of those men said to me, if I had heard what they're telling me now about God, how my life could have been changed and so on, I would never be here. And a lot of them, they have any fathers, no father figure. So there are a lot of men out there that are having children like birds, dropping seeds around the place and moving on. But you've got to really, really seek God for this nation in a tangible way, in a way where we pray until we see the light come. When we pray, back then we call him. We fasted and pray, and God sent us into Galilee. Miracle, and we just said, what's happening now? And we were able to see it turn around.
Yes.
We went into Chapman Lane 2019. We saw it turn around. God wants to see change come to this nation. God can do it.
Okay.
He did it before.
Do it again.
And not for man to be seen or be glorified, for God to be glorified, for his name to be glorified, and for this nation to come back to some form of civility. You know, we are under, well, I like what the police commissioner said. This is terrorism. Mm-hmm. The act of terrorism we saw on Sunday.
Yes.
They've turned it into Gun Day on Sunday. And we as a church have to resist this. Strongly resist it. Pray against it and take all measures against it. Mm-hmm. Because we need to take our country back out of the hands of thugs and miscreants and gunslayers and people that don't know God or don't want to know God and are evil in their hearts and so on. And I blame a lot of the parents that have not sent their children to Sunday school or tell them about the Lord. The new child justice bill, it has an element where the parents are going to be held responsible for things that the children do. And I'm really glad about that because they've been sitting back and going to the courts and hailing them like, well, when they go to court,
celebrities.
Them like celebrities, they graduated from university. The devil is a liar. You know, I hate to see that. And so we have to do something to bring this country back from the precipice, from the toilet. You know, we can't sit back if we love our country and see that. And in this new era, we want to see a reduction in crime.
Yes,
we want to see you want to see these young men making a good in a good life, having a good life, making something good out of themselves.
Good citizens,
building the nation, firm craftsmen of their faith.
Yes.
You know, that's what we intend to see. And I believe we can see it. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. So at this point, we can ask Reverend Neil to pray for the church. Pray for our strength as a church. Pray for the unity of the church. You see what happened? The devil knows the church is not united. Now that everybody's up there doing their own thing. And so if we are divided, a divided city can't stand or can't win no battles. And my heart is for the unity of the church. If we can become unified, then God can use us to work together as a team to build the bridges that are broken down in this nation. So pray for us, pray for the church, and pray for the young men that have given themselves to the enemy to be destructive terrorists in this nation, in Jesus' name.
Father, today you hear our hearts. You hear the cry of the nation. And Lord, we first of all repent of all of Jesus. Our sins as a people in this nation.
Yes, Lord.
And ask that you forgive us from every level of society,
God,
Lord. Father, today we bring every young man to you. In whatever area of this nation they are in, Father, we ask that you begin to turn it around for them in Jesus' name. Father, we bind the spirit of terrorism that is operating in this nation. Jesus. Every prince of the power of the air be pulled down and crushed underfoot in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Lord, that the young men are, there's a return back to God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we reverse every curse that has been unleashed in this nation in Jesus' name. And Father, may the church, the church, the local churches come together as one. Unite us and cause us to be in harmony so that when, as a united front, we can go out there and speak your truth and speak your gospel, and people will hear and respond. We speak salvation in this nation, salvation in every area of this land in Jesus' name.
Praise God for Jesus. Thank you, Reverend Gill. One of the things that I think that we need to do to help to turn the tide around, you see that legalization of recreational marijuana? The government needs to go back and address that. I think that should be, you know, addressed. We need to really, you know, look at what dangers and so on that is doing to the society. I stopped to buy a rifle from a young man recently, and he came to my car window smoking the marijuana, spread in my face. But you know what? Because it's legal.
Right.
And I don't know how many he was smoking for the day. Uh-huh. So the police stopped me. You don't know if it's the 50th that he's been smoking. So young men up there under the influence of drugs because they have legalized recreational marijuana. That needs to be revisited and be overturned. I am very much against that. We need to start somewhere. If we can start, we start with that, pull it back in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So we thank God for all that he's doing. And we bless the Lord, bless you for listening today in Jesus' name, Reverend Gail.
Praise God. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors. Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753. 436-4753. And we thank you for joining us today, Mount Zion's Missions in God's Glory, and how the program has impacted you. We love to hear. So you can contact us at 422-2512 or 432-6479. And we are located 4th Avenue, Rock Dundo in St. James. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. Thank you, listeners. God bless you. God bless you again and again for listening. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.